help me out.
It's What Should I Do, Crew, on 94.5 PST.
So there are 15 people in each group.
So, okay.
And according to her, they paired them up because they worked well together.
I bet they do.
She's killing me, man.
Yeah, like her friends even call this guy her gym husband, right?
Yeah. And
that's hard to hear, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know. I told her if she found out I was working with a hot young woman, like 4 days a week,
yep,
she'd kill me, right? But if she does, it's innocent and funny.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they do, right?
Wait, is he married? Do you know?
I don't know. I wonder. I bet he isn't. And if he is, I doubt his wife will be happy, you know, about him having a gym wife.
So you're trying to figure out if you're overreacting about your wife having a gym husband.
Yes, I'm trying to gauge this. I'm not a jealous guy. I just don't, you know, think this is appropriate for a married woman.
Okay, there you have it.
That's
all right,
pretty simple.
So, yeah, we're going to open the phones and get you some advice, okay?
Thanks. I knew I could count on you guys.
Aw, all right, hang on.
Okay, simple. Mm. Chad wants to know if his wife can have a gym husband.
I say no.
What does it matter?
They work out together. I know some things that have happened at gyms.
I'm sure some real shady stuff has happened at a gym.
You know what? I am not a jealous person. I am not an insecure person. I just think that there are things that I think there are appropriate behaviors when you're married. And I don't know if this is one of them. I mean, let's have some respect for each other's partners. Like, I don't know.
What does it matter?
That may not sound the best thing. It matters because it's bothering him.
Okay, true. Okay, there's some truth to that.
A mutual respect you need to have when you're married, right? So if this is something that he's not cool with, and it doesn't seem like it's that much of an ask, to be honest. And if it doesn't matter to her, why can't she get another partner? And I understand what you're saying. He's not going to control her life. I hear what you guys are thinking. I hear what, you know, you may be thinking. But is this appropriate for a marriage? What if it was flipped? I'm not sure. Like, he brought up the point. I'm not sure she would want him working out with a hot girl all the time.
I'm not sure that it matters.
I think it does matter.
I mean, who cares?
What should he do?
Help me out.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778. Or tap the chat button on the 94.5 PST app.
What should I do, crew? Chad came on and he said that, you know, he needed a little advice. He didn't want to be a jerk and he knows he's maybe sounding like a jerk, but his wife has this gym husband. That's what everybody calls him, a gym husband. And it's this hot guy that she partners up with and works out with at the gym. He doesn't think it's cool because he knows that if it was reversed, she wouldn't want him working out with a hot girl when she wasn't around. So they're fighting about it.
Sometimes, you know, but the one thing I think we're not considering, because neither of us are really go to the gym frequently, it's difficult to find somebody that you work out with a lot and that your workout style matches. I have two friends.
There can always be someone else.
I have two friends that are unlikely matches, but they both like are really like, and it just so happens that like they're not dating that gender, but like it was a shocking guy girl gym romance.
It's not necessary.
There's ever. Not always and someone.
Yes, there is.
Your schedule, your you're that.
This isn't work. This is working out. This isn't, you're not in an office that you need to work on a project together. This is something extracurricular. This doesn't need to happen.
But
and if it makes your partner so uncomfortable and you love your partner, like, keep the peace. Mm. Is it really that important?
Mm. Let's see what Cherie in Princeton thinks. Good morning, Cherie.
I think he should jump in his car,
go see what this guy looks like. He could look like Frodo. I mean, what does hot mean? Why doesn't he go see what the guy looks like? Introduce himself if he's so worried about it.
You're right.
I don't even know why he would have to.
So,
because you had Chris, you have an office husband.
She does.
I do have an office husband.
But they're not getting sweaty together.
But guess what? My husband does know him just because we've worked together forever. And it's not like he came, but Cherie, he didn't come meet him because he was insecure. We've just been in each other's company over the years. You know what I'm saying? And I also don't flaunt it. Hey, here's my work husband. Like she seems to be doing with her gym husband. You know what I mean? There's a difference.
But I don't think she's flaunting him. I think that's what people are saying, and she just told him, and maybe he took it the wrong way. But if it really bothers him, I think he should go to the gym and see what the guy looks like. I wouldn't care, personally. I wouldn't care.
And I don't know if I'd care, to be honest. But I just think that marriage is hard enough. Why create problems that don't need to be there?
I wonder if it would matter if the guy is ugly, though. Does that matter? Cherie was like, well, he might look like Frodo. We got an anonymous app chat. They said, I was in a situation where my wife was working out a couple days a week with a guy. Then it went to a few days a week. Uh-huh. Then they started hunting together. Now I'm divorced.
Yep.
And she's with him.
I'm telling you, I know several instances of messing around at the gym because everybody's on their ego cases. You know what I mean? Everybody's sweaty. Everybody's doing this.
It's
not the best place. It's almost like a little bit of a meat market at some of these gyms.
This is hot.
You can't deny it.
This sounds hot.
Ew.
Let's get him on the phone. Hey, Chad, you there?
I'm here.
All right, Chad. It's a meat market. We say threesome. That's the verdict.
We are not saying that. We are not saying that. I would really have a serious conversation with your wife and get to the bottom of this. Like, if it's really bothering you, why is she doing this? Is there another motive of hers? And if it's innocent, maybe stop throwing it in your face or I don't know. This is a little bit of a tough situation because you don't want to act like a insecure, jealous husband that I don't think you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very upsetting.
It is. I hear you. And I'm not sure I have the exact answer for you, but I don't feel like she should be doing this. I don't think it's necessary in your marriage, you know, although Joe disagrees with me, but...
And there's physical contact, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's spotting, right, where they're
hot. Sounds hot, my man.
I think this is a problem that you guys definitely need to address more seriously.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to...
I'm validating you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Game for everything. It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the crew. Good morning. So what you got to do... is before the game, write down the names of like the key players for each team and put them into a drawing. And then number of names will obviously need to correspond to how many people are, you know, in your little game, in your World Cup drinking game.
Five names.
So yeah, once the names are drawn, your job obviously is to watch your players' performance and drink accordingly.
What are the rules for them?
Yep, I'm going to tell you. So a goal scored, you finish the drink.
Oh, my God.
There's only 3-1 yesterday up in MetLife.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and each player would only, I mean, maybe 2 goals tops.
Right. If they get an assist, you finish half the drink. If they get a red card, I think there's a lot of red cards, right? Because there's a lot of egos, a little bit more. A lot of aggression. Red card, 2 shots of your liquor of choice.
2 shots for a red card?
Come on, you can handle that. And a yellow card? Wait, what's a yellow card?
I think a red is an ejection.
And what's a yellow one?
I think it's a warning.
Okay, so that's 1 shot.
That makes sense.
A red card, I think, is, are you thrown out of the game?
I believe you're ejected,
yeah. We really need to know these rules if we're going to play these drinking games.
Yeah. Well, you know what I found about soccer and the World Cup being in the U.S.? Is there's someone in every friend group who really knows it.
Yes.
There's someone
totally
in your world
agree.
Who absolutely knows
yes.
it. I have a friend who knows it. He's having people over on Friday night for the USA game. And I was like, I'll just go because they'll just tell me what to care about.
Well, soccer is a popular sport, I feel like, in PST Nation, like in the high schools and stuff. You know what I mean? So there's families that know this stuff.
Yes, but there's also a difference. But I mean, not a difference, but there's a difference in the structure of like World Cup soccer versus high school soccer.
Isn't there a team around here? It's the Philadelphia Union.
The Philadelphia Union.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
A lot of people go to those games.
Yeah,
so
they're huge down there in Chester.
Soccer. So now if your player is a goalkeeper, you got to finish a drink for every goal conceded. So every goal that's blocked, I guess.
If your player
is a goalkeeper.
That's going to happen a little bit more frequently. Wow. So you put the goalkeepers into the hat.
Yeah.
You're really asking for getting your team messed up.
And then also everybody has to drink a mouthful every time there's a corner kick or a shot on target, and two mouthfuls for every penalty or any time a commentator mentions the, I don't even know this word, the vuvuz.
The vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela. What
you don't
that?
Remember those things? Oh, I didn't know you were about to say. Those were the
vuvuzela.
Remember a couple of years ago when the World it's probably 10 years ago now, when the World Cup was happening and they all had those I forget what country they're from.
What, their horns?
They're those giant stick things that everyone would go woo.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
I have one. And it's blue. I have a vuvuzela
and
still.
And I'm hearing, we have to find some audio, Joe, because I was getting my hair highlighted yesterday, and there was a girl in the salon that told me that the U.S. anthem is lame.
I believe I know what she's referring to. We'll do that. Right, we'll do that around 8:30.
We'll do that at 8:30.
It can't beat Chris. Can't beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, we say good morning to Michelle in South Brunswick. How are you doing this morning, Michelle?
I am doing well and excited, hoping I could beat Chris. I don't know. Fingers crossed.
And you know, your voice doesn't sound familiar. Have you ever played before?
Never.
Oh, okay. She's fresh.
She's fresh and ready to play on the air today.
She's a can't beat Chris virgin.
Yes.
All right, well, Michelle. Good luck. I'm out of here.
Okay.
Chris makes her way out. Michelle, it's just you and I. Are you ready? Your quiz starts right now.
Ready.
All right. Michelle, Disclosure Day was the number one movie at the box office last week. Who is the director of that movie?
I don't know.
Famous director. Really. Like, if you asked me to name a movie director, it might be the only one I could name, if that helps you any.
Steven Spielberg.
Do you want to lock it in?
I'll lock it in.
Question number two. 90s boy band member AJ McLean revealed he's moving from Las Vegas to New York City to support the dance career of both of his daughters. What boy band was AJ McLean a part of in the 90s?
I want to say the Backstreet Boys.
Do you want to lock in the Backstreet Boys?
Yes.
And the third and final question. Father's Day is on Sunday. Name the TV show with the dad, Phil Dunphy.
Is it, Modern Family?
Do you want to lock in Modern Family?
Yes, I'll lock in.
All right, Can't Beat Chris this morning, powered by Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. They have live music 6 nights a week, brunch specials on Saturday and Sunday. I love it there. I'm going to be out there tomorrow night for another trivia night from 8 to 10. Kick off the weekend, because Thursday really starts the weekend with us. Tomorrow night at Al's, their full events calendar, alsairportinn.com. Chris, you're back.
Here I am.
She was making her way to the wrong mic there. Okay, there we go. You ready, Chris?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Chris, your quiz starts right now. Michelle's answers are all locked in. Chris, Disclosure Day was the number one movie at the box office last week.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the director?
Spielberg.
You both said Spielberg. You're both correct. Good job. I know there was a little guessing going on there, Michelle.
Oh, did you guess?
Yeah.
That was a good guess.
But definitely good. All right, number two.
I will not be seeing that movie, by the way.
No?
Because it's creepy.
She'll be more likely a Toy Story.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, Chris. 90s boy band member AJ McLean revealed he's going to move from Vegas to New York City to support the dance career of both of his daughters.
Mm.
What boy band was AJ McLean in the 90s?
BSB.
You both said the Backstreet Boys. You're both correct. You started when you said B. I thought you were going to say BTS. I was like,
no.
I know
AJ McLean.
Which is confirming. All right, the third and final question, which I got to tell you, Michelle, is the one I think there's a chance might trip Chris up. We'll see. Father's Day is on Sunday, and we're giving you TV dads all week. Name the show with the TV dad, Modern Family.
With the TV dad, Modern Family?
Well, name the dad on Modern Family. I'm changing it because I gave you the answer to the question.
I wouldn't even know the dad of Modern Family.
Yeah. Phil Dunphy.
I'm giving the point to Michelle.
I'm giving the point to Michelle because I messed up and the judge gets to call
Modern
the final
Family.
Shots. Okay. So Michelle, that means you beat Chris today.
Oh my God, you beat me.
Yay. Oh, I'm so excited.
Wow.
Yeah, Michelle, we got your tickets to go see BTS when they come to MetLife Stadium on August 14th. Some limited tickets may remain at Ticketmaster.com, but hang the line.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So have we not been waiting for this? Timothy Chalamet, or no, wait. Let me tell you about Timothy Chalamet first.
Okay, I was like, yeah, I think you're telling two different stories at the same time.
So Timothy Chalamet, you know, huge Knicks fan, right? You know he's going to be at the parade tomorrow. He was spotted partying with the players, Joe. It's like he's on the team.
This feels right.
At a bar in New York City. It's called Seville on Monday night. He, like, is a part of the team.
He might think he is, yeah.
Do you know Brunson? No, I think it's more than they think. I think the players, like, embrace him. Brunson was saying that Mariska Hargitay is, like, one of his favorite people in the world. Because she's always on Celeb Row and stuff.
She was living her best life. One night of the finals, she finished her show. She's in a one-woman show right now on Broadway. Finished and made it to the game with 5 minutes to spare.
She said she had her running shoes on and ran
across Manhattan. I was so proud of her.
These celebs are so into the Knicks.
Yeah,
it's incredible. He was with the team partying on Monday night in New York City. So, okay, we've been waiting for this news. Who just confirmed that he secretly got married? Tom Holland.
Oh,
and Zendaya. Okay. It's confirmed. They did. Remember a couple of months ago, Joe, the stylist hinted and we were like, no.
Yeah, we wondered. Yeah.
Well, that was true. That's when it happened a couple of months ago. 3 months later, he's now confirming to Esquire that he and Zendaya did get married. And he was asked if family was, like, tricked by AI photos. Because remember there were a bunch of fake photos. And he said, nope, because they were all there. And that's all you're getting.
Okay.
That's all he said.
They managed to actually have a secret
wedding. Yes, they pulled it off. Oh, and did you realize that Father's Day is this Sunday? This Sunday. So what does Dad want? A new survey says 70% of fathers would prefer experiences like go fishing if that's what you're into or whatever, barbecue, and like quality time with you. That's kind of like a mom answer, isn't it? But
very
it's a dad
much, yeah.
answer too. Yeah. They don't want physical presence because what do dads really need, right? Some new underwear, maybe?
Every dad probably could use underwear.
He doesn't want a tie, doesn't want anything
like that.
But wants you to hang out, have a barbecue or something like that. Yeah, or go to a ball game or something. All right, there's the scoop. Joe called me a thief.
A bit of a thief.
You may not be wrong, but I don't think I'm the only one who does what I did. You want to explain, Joe?
I had to run an errand yesterday and I dragged Chris with me. I'm a big old baby during the day, so I was like, one of the errands I had to make was at the grocery store. So we ran in and it was about lunchtime. So we each made a little to-go thing, like a little pot thing.
Let me explain. It was a store that I don't normally go to and they had this huge hot bar. And I was like, what is this?
She was very excited.
Oh my gosh.
Very excited.
They had a million things to pick from. So we each grabbed, you know, they have the containers underneath. So we each grabbed a container. And man, I was shoveling stuff in my container like I'd never eaten before. I was hungry. So you know what they say, Joe, never go to those things hungry because you're going to get way more than you probably should. So I filled mine up. I had two slices of pizza, but they're hot bar pizza. It's hot bar pizza. So they're smaller slices, not like a normal size pizza like you'd get at a pizza shop. I had a couple of mozzarella sticks. I had a little bit of mac and cheese. Whole bunch of stuff.
We walk away from the hot bar. What does she do? She pops one of the slices of pizza into her mouth. Now, the way this store works, you typically pay for that kind of at the end of the transaction.
Up at the front, yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of that transaction.
They
so she's
even
eaten the slice of pizza before it was weak.
It looked so good, I couldn't help myself. So I ate one of the two slices of pizza that
before
I put in.
Before it was weighed. Therefore, she stole that slice of pizza because it wasn't included in the weighing process of her food.
He loudly in the store is calling me a thief.
Oh, we were walking away from the register and I'm like, thief. We walked out of the store and I said, if there's a cop out there, I swear to God, I'm telling him what you did.
Come on. I am not the only. Here's my hot take on it. They know that people are eating as they go, which is probably why they jack up the price per pound. Do you know what I'm saying?
That does not make it okay.
No, I'm just, I'm trying to justify it a little bit, I guess.
You're contributing to the problem. It's the same reason why every Wawa in Center City is closed. It's because people were stealing so much.
They know that people eat as they go. They could have seen me. I wasn't hiding. I wasn't crouching behind a display.
That doesn't make it, just because they can see you doing the crime, doesn't make it okay to do the crime.
And by the way, I did tell the girl at the register that I ate a piece of pizza. I said, just so you know, I already downed a piece.
And the poor girl was like everyone else. But like, as a parent, you are a parent. You are putting into the universe that theft is okay.
I wasn't with my children, and I don't think I would have done that with my children. I was with you.
Oh, so she has a double standard when she's with Slovenly Joe from South Philly. It's okay.
Although sometimes you feel like one of my kids. But anyway.
When she's with Slovenly Joe from South Philly, it's okay. When she's with her precious children, God forbid they see their savage mother eat a slice of pizza that she stole.
Joe acts like I'm the only one that has ever eaten anything when you go to the hot bar. Can you please tell him that you've eaten stuff from the hot bar or any place else in the grocery store? I've seen Joe people open a bag of chips in the grocery store.
Opening a bag of chips is more acceptable because there's a barcode on it and you're not paying per pound.
Can we open the phones here?
Yes.
Do you eat stuff? 4.5 PST. Joe and I were at the grocery store yesterday and it was a store that I had never been to before. They had this huge hot bar and I took a bunch of stuff, ate one of the pieces of pizza that I took, and he called me a thief.
Yep.
I mean, loudly in the store. You don't think other people do that? Come on.
I want to hear from local law enforcement right now at 609-243-9778 because I imagine they've locked people up for this. Chris goes, well, they charged too. Her excuse was they charge too much.
No. That's not what I said. Oh. I said I think they anticipate people eating off the hot bar, so they raise the price per pound, so they're not losing any money.
Yeah, so
that's what I'm saying.
They overcharge because of the theft, is what you said.
My explanation sounded better. Let's go to the phones. Rosemary is on the line. Now, you're going to defend me, right?
Of course. You were doing quality control, and Joe, you should be thanking her, because what if you ate that pizza and you got sick because it was a sub-quality? You would have had belly issues today.
But you know
quality
what?
Quality control, I love that.
But you
that.
Know what? She still could have paid before she did that.
I told the girl at the register that I ate it. You think she cared? She was like, I still paid for, it's not like I left free. I still paid for everything else I had in my container that I put in, and it was overflowing, believe me.
We got a message on the app chat from Michael in Southampton, who I think is on your side. This is what Michael said.
There's an awesome hot bar in the grocery store where I live, and they've got to know people eat some of that stuff before they get to the
See?
Register. It's probably why people, you know, pay such high prices per pound, you know? I admit, I take a few bites. It always looks like so good. I can't resist it.
Right! Of course,
Michael,
he takes a few bites. Everyone takes a few bites.
Also should be arrested, Michael.
So I'm getting a text from a cop friend of mine.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he said, thief, I'd lock your ass up.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
No way. Is it as bad as shoplifting, do you think? Seriously?
What's the difference? What is, I mean, think about it.
I don't think they're locking anybody up for eating a fry off the hot bar.
But think about it. In concept, when you meet your maker in life, right? Or whatever they say, whatever you believe in.
Okay.
When you're at the gates of heaven or
I'm
gonna
say
case,
I ate
hell.
That piece of pizza off the hot bar.
Well, just think about it. What's the difference between that and ripping something out of the cooler or something
but
off the shelf?
I told her. If she wanted to add an extra 2 ounces to my thing.
I don't think they can. It's all automated. It's all by the way. Somebody in Diane in Hamilton app chatted and said, no, Chris, geez, I don't need things I'm not going to pay for. For shame.
Oh, geez.
So your cop friend said they lock you up. You're welcome to come here to our station. He probably knows, he's local, right? I think I cop. He knows where we're located. He can come arrest you this morning. I'll do the show alone.
You probably just want his handcuffs. So this is just proof that anything can be turned into a drinking game. It's Chris and Joe. Good morning. So have you heard about the World Cup drinking game? You get your friends all together. Well, actually, before you start, before the game, whatever match you're going to watch, you got to write down the names of, like, the star players for each team. You put them into a drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you put the number of names to, you know, correspond to how many are in your friend group. And everybody picks a name.
You're assigned a player.
You're assigned a player, and your job is to watch that player and what they do throughout the game. If they score a goal, you got to finish your drink.
Jeez.
You're right, though.
I mean, the scores are low. It was 3-1 yesterday at MetLife. If they get an assist, you finish half the drink. Red card means two shots.
That's insane.
Liquor of your choice. Yellow card is one shot.
So yellow card is a warning, I think, and I think a red card is ejection. I believe.
Can somebody tell us that in the app chat?
Yeah.
So if your player is the goalie, you got to finish a drink for every goal he lets through.
Okay.
But it's only, again, like one team was one yesterday. The other was three.
So that'd
like
be
France and Senegal.
Yeah, if you had the goal. But you would, in theory, you'd want to put the goalies in there because they're guaranteed to get your friends messed up as long as you're not the one who gets the goalie randomly assigned to you.
And then also, everybody has to drink a mouthful every time there's a corner kick or a shot on target. And two mouthfuls for each penalty or any time one of the commentators mentions the vuvuzela.
Remember those things? Oh. But you have to be watching almost like a South African game. I don't know that other teams do that.
You know, I ran into a friend yesterday, too, and she was talking about how lame the U.S. anthem is or the chant.
Yeah. This is the U.S. chant. Ready?
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
So much to it.
But it's very basic. It's also like, I believe. It's not like we... Might as well just be we will win, right?
I believe that we will win. I believe
everybody's making fun of it on TikTok. Did you see that? Travis Kelce was making fun of it.
It's
like,
pretty lame.
It is kind of lame.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So we've been waiting to hear this news. Who just confirmed that he secretly got married? Tom Holland.
Oh.
And Zendaya. He revealed to Esquire that, he and Zendaya got married a few months ago. He was asked if his family was tricked by AI photos. Because remember we saw all those, her in a wedding dress. We're like, that can't be real. She'd never do that. And he said, nope, because they were all there.
So they all knew what it looked like is what he's saying.
Yeah, and then he said, and that's all you're getting. So they are still keeping it super private. I don't think it's going to be in People magazine or anything like that. You know what I mean? I think that's going to be it.
I'm impressed that they managed to keep that a secret. They're major stars.
Remember when their stylist or her stylist kind of hinted at it? I wonder if that was on purpose or whether she really did mess up.
Or maybe it was after the fact. They didn't really care. They knew people were going to figure out they were married as long as she wasn't leaking pictures. They didn't care.
So, you know, Timothy Chalamet, huge Knicks fan, right? He was, I mean, he'll be at the parade tomorrow.
He'll be in the VIP section,
He was spotted with the team out at a bar on Monday night in New York City.
That feels
like
about
a
right.
Part of the team. They love him.
Yeah.
It's you know Mariska Hargitay? She always goes to the games. Jalen Brunson actually says that they're like legit friends. They've become friends through this real life. She hangs out with Brunson and his wife.
She has a one-woman show essentially on Broadway right now. And for one of the games, one of the late games, she managed to finish her role. She came out for the curtain call in her sneakers and literally ran from the theater and made it in time for tip-off.
That is so funny. So Chick-fil-A's been dethroned after 11 years as the top fast food chain. You want to guess what dethroned it? I'm not sure you're going to... So listen, it's not necessarily
the
American Customer Index for quick service restaurants. So it's not necessarily what you consider fast food, but it's like a
fast casual.
Yeah.
Are there any local?
Yeah, definitely all over this area.
Oh, Panera.
Jersey Mike's,
yeah. They do rank very high for service,
I gotta be honest, I love Jersey Mike's. Yeah. I love those subs in a tub.
Yeah.
Yum. So yeah, that's number one now. Chick-fil-A was number one for 11 years. They just dethroned it. And okay, Father's Day, Sunday, do you realize that? So what does dad want the most? This new survey came out that says dads would prefer experiences and quality time over like physical presents.
So don't buy
really,
anything.
Like, dads are so simple. They don't want physical. What are you going to get him, a mug, a tie like that he has a million of? Mm-hmm. So they'd rather just hang out with you at a barbecue or go to a game or go fishing or, you know, whatever you guys are into. Just do that. Just do it together. I think that's kind of cool. I like that. There's the scoop.
It's Joe's Shower Thoughts on 94.5 PST.
All right, so my boyfriend's birthday is next week, and it got me thinking about birthdays in 2026. Can we talk for a second about Instagram birthday posts? The ones you see on everyone's story. I love so-and-so. And these aren't just for relationships, by the way. These are friends. So I started to wonder, what's the hierarchy on what friends magically make your story? I love this person. Here's a grid of these photos. Is it your best five friends that you do it for? Do you do it for your 20 people a year? It can be really overwhelming. I spend more time picking those darn pictures. And frankly, I've decided moving forward, I'm doing it for no one. Not even my boyfriend. Nobody cares on my story that it's your birthday.
Yeah, but he cares.
But I'll just text him, happy birthday. Here's a nice photo of us. I don't need to celebrate you on my story. Plus, stories expire after 24 hours. It's kind of sad, isn't it? No?
It is a little sad.
And who makes that cutoff? And then if somebody's doing it for 20 people, you're not really special. They just do it for everyone in their life anyway. And the last thing about birthdays, I'm also done sending happy birthday texts to anyone who is not in my core 10 friends.
You're awful.
I wait until the end of the day because it's unnecessary. They get a million texts that day anyway. You can count me out. For the next calendar year, I'm saying happy birthday, a blanket statement right now.